Anyone who's discovered their destiny, who's living it out, will tell you that it's the most liberating, satisfying, and exhilarating way that you can possibly live your life. But one of the main reasons that people don't live out their God-given destiny is that they're afraid to. They look at all those clever people around them and think, I could never be as good as them. So they give up before they even start. Remember The Ugly Duckling by Hans Christian Andersen? A swan's egg accidentally ends up in a duck's nest, and all the other animals in the farmyard give this little fella a hard time because he's not what they expect him to be. He doesn't fit the mold of what a duckling should look like. All along in his little heart, he yearns for something else. He knows he's different. He just wouldn't be able to put it into those words. And then one day, he sees his reflection in a pond and realizes that actually he's a beautiful swan and not an ugly duckling. Here's the punchline of the story. To be born in a duck's nest in a farmyard is of no consequence to a bird if it's hatched from a swan's egg. When I was a kid at school, I felt a lot like that little ugly duckling. I was different. Kids bullied me and they made fun of me. And then one day, I read these words, Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. You formed the way I think and feel. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that was. It struck me then and there that I am who I am because God made me who I am. I'd never thought to exclaim, as the psalmist does here, that I am made in such a wonderful way. Literally, he writes, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Today, this ugly duckling gets to share the good news of Jesus with millions of people each week around the globe. Okay, I didn't fit the mold. I didn't meet other people's expectations, but that's because God made me in a way that they didn't expect. The lesson in all of that? Please don't let ugly duckling syndrome rob you of your God-given destiny. That's God's word, fresh for you today.